Welcome to Central. A reminder, we're a Jesus church where everyone is welcome, where no one is perfect except the minister. No, where no one is perfect, and where everyone is loved and anything is possible. It's wonderful to see so many of you on Labor Day weekend. I was thinking I'd have to start this morning saying, I think the rapture had come. But it hasn't, or if it has, we're the left behind. So yeah, that would be something. Third in our series on God's expectations for our lives, living it out. What does God intend for your life? And this morning, we're going to Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. And this is the NIV for those of you who are on your phones and want to get the right translation. So Jesus talking. I don't know, that's not me. That one was not me. So he says, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But, there's your biblical but. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, I love this. This is beautiful the way Jesus says this. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Verse 9, and this is how you should pray. Join me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It is written about Martin Luther, and you know that Martin Luther struggled with mental health. He struggled with depression quite a bit. And it's told that during the Reformation, they were going through a really hard, difficult time. In one evening, he was sitting in his study, and he was feeling so discouraged and so down that he decided, I need to get out of here. And he got out, and he walked down the street. And as he was walking down the street past the house, the window was open, the light was burning, and as he looked, he saw a mom and a little girl. And in the moment he walked by, he heard the little girl say to her mother, Mom, who should we pray for tonight? And the mom says, I think we should pray for Dr. Luther and the Reformation. He was just blown away. Started running back home, and on his way back home, stopped at his friend Philip Melanchthon, who was part of the Reformation's house, banged on his study window until he opened. He says, Philip, everything's going to be okay because the children are praying. See, here's the thing. Your Father knows, even before you ask. Father knew about Luther and his struggles and being discouraged. Father knew that the Reformation needed to happen. And even before Martin Luther could get back into his office and go down on his knees and pray as he would always do, our Father had already provided a little girl to pray for the Reformation. Because, says Jesus, verse 8, your Father knows, even before you ask, He knows what you need. There's the gospel in a nutshell. Because the moment I believe that, the shackles of this world just fall off. The burdens just go away. And I just feel that the weight has been lifted off of me because my Father knows me. My Father knows what I need. And maybe it's time for us to take these words and believe them. My Father knows. Are you struggling right now? Your Father knows. Are you filled with so much joy that you can't keep it in? Your Father knows. Are you concerned about what's waiting? Your Father knows. Are you struggling with your health? Your Father knows. And even before you ask, He's going to take care of you. That's His promise. Psalm 139, and Alexander knows this one is written up for my service. My favorite. Lord, You know me. You see right through me. You know when I sit and when I stand. There's not a word that comes to my mouth that You don't know before I even say that word. You hem me in from before and behind. Lord, You overwhelm me with how much You know about me. Knows You. Max Lucado, in his book that he wrote on the Lord's Prayer, The Great House of God, uses a beautiful example that fits exactly with this. So let me tell you the story that he tells. He says it was the beginning of the school year, and he was out jogging. And as he was jogging, jogged past the house, and there's this little girl that came out the house dressed. Beautiful little dress, brand new backpack, and he knew first day of school ever for her. And as he jogged past, he waved at her and said, "Enjoy your first ever school day." And the little girl was like, "Yell back, how did you know that?" And he said he didn't want to burst her bubble, so he just said back, "Oh, I just know things like that." And then he goes on and he says, "And so we go and we ask for grace, only to find that forgiveness has already been given. How did you know that I was going to sin? We ask for food only to find that provision has already been made. How did you know that I was going to be hungry? We ask for direction only to find that it's already written in His holy word. How did you know that I was going to ask?" Your Father knows, says Jesus, even before you ask. Can I explain that little word, "no," again? Remember I told you when we were busy in the Gospels, Paul says, "I pray that you may know Christ." And I said that word "no" that he uses in Greek is a word that speaks of our relationship. It's relational "no." It's not a head knowledge. Now, the word that Jesus uses here is a completely different word. He uses the word "oida," which means to see, to be interested in, to be involved in. Your Father knows you. Again, not with this. He sees you. And He sees your life. And He sees what's going on in your life. And He's interested in that. And He's not just interested. He knows what you need. Not what you want. What you need. Even before you ask. Now here's the thing. Father doesn't always give the way that we want. He knows what I need, and He provides what I need. Forgive me, I've said this a million times, but can I say it again? Because I practice this in my own life, because I have to remind myself about needs and wants. Remember the old little rhyme that I've taught you? Sometimes when we pray, and the reason is wrong, God says, "No." Sometimes when we pray and the timing is wrong, God says, "Slow." Sometimes when we pray and I am wrong, God says, grow. It's only when the reason, the timing, and I am right that God says, go. Because He knows when, He knows what, and He knows how, even before I ask. And He provides exactly what I need. Matthew 7, and I think Ted has that. This is from the New Living Translation. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? Don't say God doesn't answer my prayer. God will give what you need when you need, because your Father knows. And I know that's hard, because sometimes we see God as the one who has this little magic wand and He can wave. No. He is God. He's my Heavenly Father. And I stand before Him in adoration, knowing that He knows me, sees me, cares for me. And that's why Jesus uses that beautiful word, and I know it's a hard word in the world in which we live. He says, your Father. And for some of us, that's a hard word. When Jesus speaks about Father, it's not that it has nothing to do with patriarchy. It has nothing to do with male chauvinism. It has nothing to do with that. It speaks of this one that I can have a relationship with, that cares for me, that provides for me, that protects me, that holds me. Here's the cool thing. We're so used to that word, we don't even catch it. So you remember, how many books in the Bible? 66. How many in the Old Testament? 39. So there's a lot. How many in the New Testament? 27. Less. In the 39 books that take so much of the Bible, do you know how many times it speaks of God as a Father? 15 times only. And never in the relationship child Father, but always in relationship God to His people. Do you know how many times Jesus uses the word Father when He speaks? In those 27, no, that he doesn't even speak in the 27, only the Gospels. How many times? 170. You know how many times the word Father is used in the New Testament? 245 times, and always in the relationship of Father, child, this loving relationship. See what He's doing here? He's saying when you speak to God, He's not distant. He's not absent. He's not closed behind the curtain. He is there waiting for you. And He wants you to speak to Him. He opens that door. In the Old Testament, it was all closed. He was behind curtains, and only the high priest once a year could go into the Holy of Holies and be scared of this God. Jesus broke that all open, and He says, you can call God your Father. They actually don't use the Hebrew word for Him. They use the Aramaic word, Abba, Dad. Hey, Dad, can I talk to you? That's how you may speak to your Father, because He loves you, and He has a relationship with you. And He cares for you. And that's why sometimes He has to say no. Because you parents, did you always say yes to your kids? If you did, you made a big mistake. Sometimes you had to make the hard decision to say no. Why? Because you knew better. They didn't know yet. They wanted it. But was that what they needed? Sometimes it was your joy in your heart to say, let me just give it to you. Because you know it was good for them. Your Father knows exactly that. And that's why sometimes he has to say, you got it wrong. But I will provide what you need. So I can walk to him with my open arms and say, Father, can I just come talk? I don't have to try and impress God with my words. I don't have to try and convince God with my deeds. I can just walk up to him and say, Father, can I get on your lap for a moment? Can I sit there? And even before I ask, he's already provided. And all I need to say is, how did you know? Take a few moments of silence. Thank you for knowing, Father. Not just knowing with your mind, but knowing with your love and your care and your being part of our lives. Walking with us and smiling on us, upon us. Wanting to provide because that is who you are. And when we come to you, Lord, even before we say a word, you know that word. Even before we come with our needs, you've already provided. Even if it's a little girl praying before she goes to bed. Thank you. Thank you that you know. Because of that, Lord, we can come to you and rest against your heart. And hear your heartbeat as it beats for us. Thank you for your provision. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.